This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris offered an optimistic outlook for improved cooperation with Guatemala on addressing the spike in migration to the U.S. But after her meeting with Guatemala's president Monday, Harris also delivered a direct warning to migrants considering making that trek.
Do not come. The United States will continue to enforce our laws and secure our border. There are legal methods by which migration can and should occur. But we, as one of our priorities, will discourage illegal migration.
Harris says her goal is to help Guatemalans find hope at home. In conjunction with Harris's trip, the Biden administration announced that the Justice Department would create an anti-corruption task force and an additional task force to combat human trafficking and drug smuggling in the region. Harris also promised a new program focused on creating education and economic opportunities for girls there, among other initiatives. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said leaders of the Chinese government do not share our values. After emerging from a meeting with U.S. President Joe Biden on Monday, Biden is set to attend a NATO summit in Brussels on June 14th, where China and Russia will be among the issues being discussed. That's what Stoltenberg told reporters at the White House. Stoltenberg says that NATO agrees with Biden's approach to Russia. That includes the dialogue that will occur between the U.S. president and Russian President Vladimir Putin at a meeting in Geneva. And again, a NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg sent leaders of the Chinese government